This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss how realistic the gay sex is on Heated Rivalry, the downfall of Nicki Minaj, whether or not Santa is hat fishing, plus Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year, and Pantone's Color of the Year. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Happy Christmas.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Oh. Oh.
Happy. Happy Chrysler.
Oh, oh, oh.
Are you feeling merry? Are you feeling gay?
Are you ready to jingle your bells? Let's do this.
Does your belly jiggle like a bowl full of jelly?
What?
His belly be jiggling like a bowl full of jelly.
No, I'm thinking more along the...
That woman, it's time to jingle your bells.
What is it? Suck-a-ma, lick-a-ma, suck. Stroke-a-ma, suck-a-ma, lick-a-ma, cock. It's the... And then she goes, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yes.
Yes. Very you, very yes. Her.
Thank
very
you.
Of the moment.
I follow her on TikTok, and you know what? She's a delight. She's like, she revels in it. You know, she's like, yes, I have a past. Yes, I'm a Christmas queen.
Does she de-thaw around Thanksgiving like Mariah?
I would say more so than Mariah. She de-thaws.
Okay.
She thaws. What? De-thaw.
What's that?
And thaw. What is thaw? To freeze?
I think it's all the same.
Well, if you de-thaw, are you de-thawing? De-freezing? De-think? De-thawing?
Listen, the English language is complex.
Would you rather thaw and de-thaw or hee-hee and ha-ha?
Would you rather have a gay son or a thaw daughter?
Both. Twins.
Or a de-thought daughter.
A de-thought daughter. Like she starts as a thought.
De-thaw.
De-thaw.
No, thaw.
Da-da-da-da-da, bang the bang. Da-da-da-thaw.
Ma'am, I... Thaw-da-da-thaw-da, bang the bang. Diggy-diggy-diggy-diggy. Set up, jump the boogie.
Yes.
Why, yes.
Speaking of slop, did you hear... The word of the year from Merriam-Webster?
No.
It's slop.
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 I didn't hear...
Merriam-Webster.
I didn't hear a single person say slop this year.
Well, you know, like how like AI slop is prevalent. It's...
In fact, I don't.
You don't know about that?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Like, you know, junkie, like, you know, AI written books. Slop includes, according to Merriam-Webster, absurd videos, off-kilter advertising images, cheesy propaganda, fake news that looks pretty real, junky AI written books, work slop reports, blah, 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 blah. Slop is everywhere. Slop is taking over
Chen's
social
impact.
Media. Oh,
Big Brother.
Yes.
Impact.
It's like, you know how, do you know about dead internet theory?
No.
Dead internet theory is basically that like there's not as many people on the internet as you would believe from how much you interact with others. You're basically just interacting with a whole bunch of bots. And if you open any given thread, it's just bots talking to bots. The internet is dead.
Rip. Why didn't we nominate it for Cycle Ghostie of the Year? Maybe next year?
Maybe next year. Early contender for Cycle Ghostie of the Year. Slop is the language that the dead internet theory articulates.
Why did slop is the language remind me of Grease is the Word?
Oh my God. Speaking of Grease is the Word, I saw, maybe it was a dream. I saw John Travolta. I need to ask my mom because she's, you know, her fingers are on the pulse of John Travolta
She's a Travoltite.
Yes. She keeps it Travoltite. Well, John Travolta, I saw in a Christmas commercial. He's Santa, but he's doing Grease Lightning. I don't even want to Google it because I don't want the slop to take over. Grease Lightning, John Travolta, Santa? Yes.
Listen, when it comes to holiday commercials, I want the classics. I want the Hershey Kisses as Christmas bells.
Yes.
I want the M&Ms to be all, he does exist.
Yes, yes.
Okay. That's all I want.
Well, guess what the John Travolta Grease Lightning Santa commercial is advertising. You'll never guess.
405 cleaning spray.
Close. Capital One. I love capitalism. You know,
Santa's all buy my presents with a credit card.
I don't know. He says, quote, this sleigh could be Frost-O-Matic, Tinsel-Matic, 1.5% cash back-O-Matic. I guess I want to die.
Does John Travolta as Santa kind of look like your stepdad? And if so, would it make your mom more into it?
If my stepdad put on a weave, it's like beyond shoulder length, luscious white hair.
Is Santa bald?
Not in Capital One's universe.
Is Santa bald IRL? Is that why he has a hat on all the time?
Hat fishing. You familiar?
Yeah, heard of it.
Well, I think Santa might be hat fishing. Why does Santa wear his hat so often? It's honestly, Santa's cap is kind of giving, it's part man with a candle walking in the 1800s in his nighty gown. And it's part, perhaps some type of bonnet to house a lot of hair. It's long, you know, it's got kind of room. So
did you say Santa no cap?
Santa no cap? It's giving bald.
What does no cap mean?
Like, I am not lying. No cap. No cap means for real.
No cap means I be telling the truth.
I be
telling the truth. No cap.
Yes. Well,
I thought it was like when in punctuation and you're like, no cap or cap the letter on that.
Well, you know, not capitalizing your letters, call that anti-capitalism.
Dang.
Write it down.
Zing.
Write it down. Other contenders for word of the year. Do you want to know them from Merriam-Webster? They say gerrymander. Yes.
Okay, that seems a little old.
Well, it's kind of big right now. I mean, every year is big, but you know,
every year the Republicans are in control. It's a big word.
Well, you know, one must gerrymander to ungerrymander the country. It's like, if we want any democracy, I guess you have to play by the rule book they're playing by.
Both Merriam-Webster and gerrymander are good drag names.
Write it down. Write that down. That's actually a duo right there.
Merriam-Webster and gerrymander?
Sure. Gerrymander is a great drag king name. I have to write that down. Hold on.
No, listen, Jerry is a girl's name. Haven't you seen Survivor?
Jerry
Manthe, the original Black Widow.
Okay, well, first of all, haven't you seen Strangers with Candy? Jerry Blank.
Haven't you seen Big Brother 10? Jerry.
You're right. You're right. You're low honors. Absolutely right.
Low honors.
Was that the guy with the purple heart? Fuck that dude.
Low honors.
Okay. Have I told you my latest drag king name idea? Stan?
No.
Key leg? Like stinky leg?
Okay.
What about Willy Nilly?
I like it.
Okay.
For a boy or a girl?
For a boy. Well,
or they or them.
A drag king, drag queen, drag thing. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. Other contenders for word of the year. Okay, so how are you about to put touch grass as word of the year when it's...
This feels like AI slop. Feels like they are ready to end the new year. They've already got their out of office sent. They're circling back in January at this point. They have asked the AI to pull some buzzwords.
Girl, I like it when a guy circles back. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Another word of the year, performative.
Okay.
Tariff.
Well, as they know, it was... They must be listening to the pod, as they know that was a mutable word of the year nominee.
6-7.
Oh, wow. Look who's copying who.
Conclave.
Let's send Miriam a cease and desist.
Now, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. This next one. Okay. Okay. I'm going to try to pronounce it. Lake Sharga Gaga Gaga Man Shugaga Gaga Chag. Bunga Ganga Mog.
What?
Yep.
Now I know you're unwell, but what was that?
I was saying
James.
Elekanamanamanatumatum Elekanaman. Lake Shaga Gaga Gaga Man Chaga Gag Shagbanga Ganga Mog. I am phonetically reading that and I'm not even exaggerating.
I'm Googling. Keep speaking.
Lake Shargo Gago Gog Mang Shag Gagag Shag Bana Ganga Mog.
They say that's slop, honey.
No. I got.
The 45-letter name of the lake, officially Lark Shagamago Shagamagamog.
No, sound it out. Be a man.
Oh. Well, Massachusetts Lake is often cited as the longest place name in the U.S.
Oh, so it's real.
I guess.
Sound it out.
I can't tell because now when I Google things, it gives me a shitty AI overview at the top.
Yeah, well, it's over. They want us to believe it's over, and it is. But unfortunately, we have to resist. Speaking of resist, okay, well,
are you going to talk about how Pantone's color of the year was white?
It was not white. I can't believe you're...
What?
I cannot believe you are deliberately spreading misinformation.
What was it? Eggshell? Snowflake?
It was something like that. Let me look. Hold on. It was not white. It was Cloud Dancer. Okay.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I mean,
and actually, that's for next year. When do they announce this?
Oh yeah, you're right.
The 2026 color of the year is Pantone's Cloud Dancer.
So it's
2025 was Mocha Mousse, honey. Mocha Mousse.
Mocha Mousse. Going from Mocha Mousse to Cloud Dancer is definitely a downgrade. I don't know. I think it's not good. I don't know. The color of the year doesn't exist in a vacuum. In fact, the whole point of it is that it doesn't exist in a vacuum. And so to say that the color of next year is going to be white doesn't feel good. It feels a little, you know.
I want to find every color back all the way to 1990 when it came out, but this website's only going back to 2020.
That's weird. Not even Wikipedia has it?
Maybe. In 2020, it was classic blue.
Okay.
In 2021, it was ultimate gray.
Okay.
Oh, I do like 2022 Very Perry.
Very Perry?
Yeah, Very Perry.
What does that mean? What color? Tell me the real word, what color that is.
It's Paris. It's like a lilac.
Okay.
2023, it was Viva Magenta.
Okay. That's nice. I like magenta.
2024, Peach Fuzz. Did you find all the way back to 1990?
No, I'm not even looking for that.
Well, baby, let me find it.
I don't know. What's the point of doing the color of the year? Is it supposed to like predict the trends of what will be in advertising or in fashion or in design, or what's the deal with it? Like,
well, let's see. Color of the year. Oh, there's a secret meeting of the representatives from various nations of colored standard groups. After 2 days of presentations and debate, they choose the color of the year.
Okay.
The selected color connects with the zeitgeist. It's supposed to predict.
Predict what?
if it sees its shadow, long winter.
I mean, I feel like this shade of white would have been.
I think you mean Cloud Dancer.
Sorry, Cloud Dancer. Maybe like in the early 2000s when, like, you know, the iPod had just come out and that was the big color of the only color you could get of an iPod. Like maybe that could be, you know, an applicable color of the year. It just feels a little, I don't know, you know, no bueno.
Well, 2000 was cerulean.
Okay.
What year did you graduate high school?
2007.
Chili pepper.
Oh. Yeah, you better get into that, actually.
I just don't like, I don't, they picked true red 1 year. That was not, could not have been a good year.
Nasty.
I guess I don't really like the colors they pick a lot of the time.
Well, you can't win them all, am I right?
All right, designers, let's hear it.
Hear what?
Hey, speaking of the Grinch.
Sure.
Is that his job, his name, or his ethnicity?
The Grinch. I think it is, first of all, Grinch is a noun. That is who he is. Is it a proper noun? Yes. It's capitalized.
No cap?
Yes,
or
cap. Yes, cap. I do believe the Grinch Grinches.
And a pinch to grow a Grinch, if you know what I mean.
That Grinch Grunch. You got that Grinch Granched all over.
Does the Grinch like Grinch?
Oh.
Cool Grinch Gritos.
Cool Grinch Gritos. I believe he does. Is it his ethnicity? If it is, then I fear that his story is about racism.
Were there others like him?
I'm sorry, but
like
if an entire town bullied me as a toddler to the point where I had to flee, to where I had to seek refuge in the mountains. Perhaps I would not let them celebrate their little holiday every year. Perhaps I would grow a little bit resentful and maybe even steal their holiday 1 year. Maybe.
Why did they bully him? Ugly?
Ugly. Ugly. Yes.
Why was the Grinch was bullied because ugly?
Yes. Well, not because of, no, not because of ugly, but because of beauty standards. He wasn't ugly. He just didn't meet their beauty standards. So the Whovilles.
Who birthed Grinch?
Who?
Who birthed Grinch? Wasn't there a baby Grinch in the Jim Carrey movie?
Yes.
Who birthed that?
I think it's similar to maybe Wicked, where there was some type of, maybe,
potion?
Who? You know, the sluttiest who in Whoville.
She showed her Wholeville.
Oh. Yes, her grunch got grinched by somebody. I don't know. I would actually like to know the origin of the Grinch. Like, why is he green? Why is he hairy?
Some people just are, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So, but
back hair. Some people have it. Some people don't.
Back hair.
Yes.
Yeah, well, okay. I side with the Grinch.
Okay, cool. I think 2027 color of the year, Grinch.
He was Grinch enfranchised.
They had, in 2017, they had a pretty Grinch color for color of the year, but they called it greenery.
Oh, girl. No. No, that simply won't do. Nope. No. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. Cold mornings, holiday plans, this is when I need my wardrobe to just work. Stuff that looks sharp, feels good, and things that I will actually reach for. That's why I go with Quince. Plus, Quince makes gifting easy when everything is worth keeping for yourself. Quince has everything you need, everything you could want. Like Mongolian cashmere sweaters. At Quince, you can pick one up for $50 when you'd normally drop $200 or more on the same thing. Plus, wool coats that actually hold up to daily wear and still look good. Their denim fits right, feels good. Same with their pants and chinos. Their outerwear is solid too. Down jackets, wool, leather coats that keep you warm when it's actually cold. And cashmere beanies, scarves, gloves that won't wreck your wallet. By partnering directly with trusted factories that maintain high standards for craftsmanship and ethical practices, Quince cuts out the middlemen and markups. That means premium quality at half the cost of other high-end brands. So you can give luxury pieces without the luxury price tag. Finding the right winter coat was easy with Quince. You can go to their website and find so many beautiful options that are so perfectly tailored, wonderfully made, high quality material that I know is going to just like elevate a look this holiday season. When I show up to the Christmas party, baby, people are going to be gagged and gooped. I'm going to look so good, okay? Plus, Quince has everything covered beyond clothing too. Like if you need something for your home, your bath, your kitchen, whatever, they have you covered. You can go to their website right now and find beautiful duvet covers. I think you deserve a new duvet cover. Why not? Perfect gift this holiday season. So you can get your wardrobe sorted and your gift list handled with Quince. Do not wait. Go to quince.com/babble for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/babble. quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babble. Thank you so much, Quince, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is mood.com. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that is revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E. I have tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it is wild how different each one feels. Like, they're sleepy time gummies. They knock me out in about 15 minutes flat with no hangover, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing. And then the epic euphoria gummies, they are perfect for those days when nothing is going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in the dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on a small family-owned American farm. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners also get 20% off their first order with the code BABBLE, B-A-B-B-L-E. So head to mood.com and browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and then find the perfect gummy for whatever you are dealing with. And remember, use promo code BABBLE at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Thank you so much, mood.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
All right. Well,
no,
what else
no,
you
no.
got? Well, what else we got?
Well, I was driving the other morning.
Oh.
Yes, yes. And
pedestrians beware.
And who do I see somewhat near the pink wall? Somewhere between the pink wall.
The Grinch.
Close.
The Grinch.
Somewhere between the pink wall on Melrose in Los Angeles in West Hollywood. Somewhere between that and Fairfax High School, which famously houses the, you know, the Fairfax flea market.
I have a question.
Answer.
Is not the pink wall an entire pink building?
It is, but it's, you know, nobody's taking a picture in the front. They're taking a picture in the parking lot, which is where the pink wall resides.
How do you think the other three walls of that structure feel?
That is a great question. I don't know.
No one ever wants a picture with them.
I recently watched the 2014 YouTube Rewind. They unlisted all of the rewinds. Don't forget what they took from you. They want to rewrite history. They said the rewinds never happened. They rewinded. They rewound the rewinds. Anyway, I was
unwound
watching
the rewinds.
I was watching the 2014 one, and they had a whole scene in front of the pink wall. I was like, wow, that is really of the time.
Do you have the unlisted links?
Oh yes. Oh, you think you can? Oh, you think you can outdo the doer? No.
Okay, so there you were, pink wall adjacent, a drive-by.
And who do I see? Abby Lee Miller on her wheelchair. No, that's not who I saw. But you know about that?
Yes.
Wendy Williams in the gay bar?
She backs out. She drives down the road.
No, Wendy Williams saying, so I walk into a gay bar, and who do I see? Abby Lee Miller in her wheelchair. Anyway, I see on Melrose... The stars.
Name them. Name them.
The stars of Heated Rivalry.
Star Crazy?
Star Crazy. Not actually, I mean, not the two main dudes, but the Russian one. Ilya Razanov.
Rosanov.
And the
He's
one.
He's got America's ass, did you hear?
Okay. Well, he's got Russia's ass, doesn't he?
He's American.
Oh. Ilya's not American, is he?
In real life?
Anyway, I saw Ilya.
That's his real butt. That's not slop.
Girl, I would slop.
He's caked up.
I would slop all over. I would not
Hockey
slop all
players
over.
Stay caked up.
Yes. I saw
you
Ilya.
You see when they do their, like, you see when they stretch on the ice and, like, hump?
Oh my.
That's crazy.
I did not see that.
It's crazy. I'll send you a video.
I saw Ilya with Scott Hunter. Do you know who Scott Hunter is?
Well, he loves a smoothie.
The smoothie lover. So the man who comes in for his daily smoothie.
Are you all caught up?
No, I'm one episode behind still. I feel like it's hard to keep up
with
this show.
But you saw the smoothie episode.
Yes.
I thought that looked a little watered down.
Absolutely.
As somebody who makes smoothies near daily.
I said that out loud while watching. I said, that is a very watery smoothie. They need to be adding ice.
It looked like...
frozen. Something frozen needs to be in that. Like, it could be a frozen berry. You can really get away with no ice if you have frozen fruit, but that was a juice. That's
it
a
was
juice.
Giving very
not a smoothie.
It was giving very Perry paint in a cup.
Oh. And now we said it. And that little twunk had the audacity to be like, well, when I make it for me, I put a banana in. Bitch. What do you mean you don't put a banana in it? There needs to be a banana in every smoothie, and I'm sorry to say it. Nobody wants it, but it's the consistency that you need. Yes.
You need the thickening agent.
The thickening agent. Let's get thickening.
Yes.
Well, I saw the two of them walking around West Hollywood, and I about...
What were they doing?
Walking around West Hollywood. They were crossing. They were crossing a street.
Damn.
I know. I was on my way to Costco. Anyway, so they...
Did you give them a little beep, beep, toot, toot?
No, but I yelled at the passenger in my car. I said, that's the heated rivalry, boys. And I almost swerved and dwerved.
Damn.
So I tweeted about it. And
you said, I saw you. I saw you.
No, I did not tag them. I did not post that I saw them. And I did not post where they were because I was not about to dox them. And I didn't post at the moment that I saw them because I didn't want to dox them. I posted later that evening. Okay. And I said, I saw Ilya Rosenoff and Scott Hunter walking around West Hollywood together this morning. And then I walked away. Then the next time I got on Twitter... Honey,
I walked away.
I didn't realize
you walked away from your keyboard.
I didn't realize there is a heated rivalry fandom, and they found my tweet, and the shippers are shipping. Grown adult women, heated and seated. Honey,
oh, I like heated and seated.
They were. Where were they? What were they doing? Blah 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 blah. This is proof. Blah 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 blah. Shippers shipping. But the most shocking reply was somebody replied with screenshots of, so the guy who plays Ilya, the Russian, who's apparently American. Connor Story. They have since found his Twitter. They have found his Twitter. Okay.
Okay.
From when he was.
We all have a digital footprint.
Yes. From when he was but a child. I don't know what year he was born. Connor Story.
2000. He was born.
Oh my God.
The color of the year was cerulean.
He was born in 2000. Okay. Well, in 2014, here he was tweeting at me and Zoe saying, watch this video. It will change your life with a link. And then retweeting my tweets. And
and the link takes you to YouTube Rewind Unlisted.
I don't know. The links are down. Anyway, there are chances that Ilya was at the slumber party tour. Let's just say that.
Oh, my God.
There is a possibility we might have a cycle baby in our midst.
He was at the Snervous premiere.
Here he is retweeting me saying, life is chances that are taken.
Did you say here he?
Here he is. Yes. So the ripple effects, the impact that YouTube Rewind could have had on him and what it could mean for the heated rivalry universe have yet to be determined. We'll see.
Did you see that other gay tweeting or talking about how he didn't think the sex and heated rivalry was how gay men have sex?
Yes, and I know who you're talking about. Jordan Firstman from the Internet.
I Love LA.
Yes, and in the new show I Love LA. Both shows on HBO?
Correct. Well, the heated rivalry's on like a Canadian affiliate, Crave, but then was sold to HBO in the US.
Jordan Firstman, who is the gay on I Love LA, said, I'm sorry. I watched those first two episodes of Heated Rivalry, and it's just not gay. It's not how gay people fuck. There's so few things that actually show gay sex. They don't know what the camaraderie of gay sex is. I would say, as somebody who has had gay sex, I haven't seen I Love LA. Is there gay sex in that?
Apparently there is a scene. I watched a couple episodes of I Love LA. I think I watched three, maybe, but I stopped.
Oop.
And I don't think I'll go back.
Oop.
That's okay. It wasn't for me.
Well,
it's triggering. It's triggering for me to watch somebody work for an influencer.
Oh. Oh. Well, I thought the gay sex and heat of rivalry was actually getting the job done. I thought, I don't know if I've ever seen so many gay sex positions that get cycled through in one session, in one scene, that really encapsulated the experience of the experience.
I agree. I thought I read that comment and I was like, well, I don't know what he watched because I bought it. But also the actor who plays Shane Hollander, Hudson Williams, he replied to Jordan Firstman's comments and said, I Love LA is a great TV show. Everyone should watch it.
Perfect. And that's the only response you need.
I loved it. I was here for it.
Yeah, I was confused by his comment because I'm like, that makes me want to know, what does his gay sex look like? What are you up to?
He had a movie a year or two ago where he had sex on camera, like real sex for the movie.
Oh, well, pop it
so
in.
Maybe you'll have to watch that to find out what real gay sex looks like.
Well, what is it streaming on? Shudder? That's all Tubi. I have right now. Shudder is all I have right now.
Just Tubi. Check it out on Tubi.
Okay, I'll report back. And if the sex is sexing, you'll be the first to know.
Thank you.
I thought the gay sex and heat of rivalry was, well, first of all, I was like, this is porn. I'm watching porn this is softcore porn with a really nice camera.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the latest episode. So are they going to get into douching? They really want to talk about the reality of the reality or.
Well, that's what I thought when I was watching the smoothie episode.
Oop.
And they interrupted a morning smoothie to have anal, and I thought
anal,
and I thought you're both prepared for that. All right.
Well, maybe that little 5'5" smoothie twunk woke up real early, and you know,
got down to business. Yeah, it's because I if I'm going to douche, it's at a stranger's house the morning after a first sleepover.
I'm not above it. I am not above it, mama.
You ever douched at a professional hockey player's mansion?
Legally, I cannot disclose.
Okay, good to know.
Yes. I got some other things on my list, but do you want to talk about Nicki Minaj? Nicki Minaj?
No.
Magaj?
No, I absolutely do not.
I mean, it is
coming for Daddy Gavin.
It is a little. What happened in Nicki Minaj? What happened?
I don't know. I was watching. I've been rewatching Broad City from the beginning through. And I've got to be close to the last season if I'm not already in it. It's just hard to tell because the episodes roll right one into another. But anyways, there was like a montage of Alana having like a mental flash of all these like iconic, powerful women. And it flashed Nicki Minaj on the screen. And I thought, oh, we'll need to edit that.
Well, I mean, there was a time when she really was that bitch. And you know, like, she was, I don't know what season it was, but she was in the premiere of a Drag Race season 12 or 13 or 14 or something around then. And I remember it being about like politics and how now more than ever, we need to stand up for our rights. And Nicki Minaj is there. And she's like, I guess it didn't age accurately. It didn't, it's not that it aged poorly, but like she aged poorly. She's really, in the span of what, 5 years, has completely flipped the vibe.
You think it's the misinformation?
I don't know.
You think it's the AI slop? She doesn't know what's real anymore.
It all started when she was saying, don't get the vaccine, my cousin's balls. It went downhill from there. And now she's like posting about how Trump is the goat. And to me, okay, so she's married to a sex offender, registered.
Yeah. And a murderer.
Oh, I didn't know that. Murderer.
Yeah. Yeah. Why, yes, he killed someone and went to jail for 7 years for it or something.
No, I didn't know that. You know that.
Well, it was manslaughter, which is that the accidental one?
I don't know.
The non-premeditated one.
Okay. Oh man. Well, Gavin Newsom was defending trans youth, and then she starts going off about how imagine being the guy running on wanting to see trans kids. Not even a trans adult would run on that. Blah, 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 blah. Just being like a terrible grifter. It feels like she's grifting. It feels like, but like, what does she want? Is she in terrible debt? Is she looking for a pardon for her sex offender husband? Is she, what's the end game here? Like, has she run out of, I don't know.
She ran out of barbs and Ken barbs is what she ran out of.
Well, it feels a little insane to be anti-LGBTQ plus.
Period.
But especially when like so much of your success is from the LGBTQ plus community calling you queen. And I don't know. It sucks. Another one. Lost the brain worms. Yeah,
I deleted my Nicki Minaj 10 playlist off of Spotify. I shan't be listening.
It's like I don't have any more folders on the soundboard that are not canceled. You know, I'm running out of
new
people.
New year, new soundboard.
Ciao. Anyway, so
yeah, it's sad. It's sad, but I prefer trans kids to Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
And that's correct. And that's the that on that. Did you watch the Amazing Race finale?
I sure did.
People want to know your thoughts.
I thought it was a bad season all around.
Oop.
I don't know. It's always so weird. I mean, I was thinking a lot about it because we live in such a culture where you can't critique a musician's album and you can't critique a show because suddenly you're a fake fan because everybody has to just like eat up everything people put out. But it's like, I will always be a fan of The Amazing Race. I'll watch every season. Was this my favorite one? No. Am I glad they tried something different with a theme? Yeah. It's like, cool. That was fun. Mix it up. I think a show like The Amazing Race, I think the route is as much as a character as the cast. I think the route was terrible. I don't think the casting was great, but I also heard they had trouble convincing Big Brother players to do it, which is why it was skewed more to a lot of the more recent seasons of Big Brother contestants. If you think about it, only two different teams ever came in first place, which I think is bad casting.
Yeah, that's like, no good.
Two teams were way into another league than other. I mean, technically a third team won a leg, but Jazz and Jag let them run in front of them because they didn't want to win as many legs as they won. So I will not count that as a win for Natalie and her sister. I'm sorry. Only two teams ever came in first place. It was a boring season. They didn't do enough. It was just different than what we raced. Like, we had equalizers nearly every episode. They didn't have equalizers. The teams that were in the front stayed in the front. And the finale, there was never once a place changement in the finale. The team that left the airport in first, second, and third finished in first, second, and third. That's a boring finale for me. And I don't know if that's leg design or if just Jazz and Jag were so much better of a team than the other teams competing.
And I heard, I mean, I didn't watch the season and I didn't watch the finale, but I heard that the final puzzle in the finale was, from what I read about it, you would find it to be like basic.
Was it, from what I heard,
fill in the blank?
Yeah, it was a giant crossword puzzle, but they had all the letters there. So it's like you had the letters to complete the crossword puzzle. You just had to drag and drop the letters to get there. It looked like a big puzzle. It looked like a lot of clues, and there were parts that people got tripped up. It's just, I don't know. The finale was in New York. New York is such a commutable city, and then we watched them ride in cabs all over New York the whole episode. That was boring to me. Mm. But I don't know how to fix that, because they don't like to let contestants drive in the finale because of speeding and because the stakes are so high when you're racing for $1 million. But like to watch people lose essentially because one team had a really good cab and the other teams didn't, it was just an all around terrible finale, I thought.
Been there. we now have a winner of both Big Brother and Amazing Race. Not the first. Is that the first?
I think that is the first. There's been other Big Brother teams that have won the Amazing Race, but no other Big Brother winners have won the Amazing Race.
Got you. Okay. I'm thinking of people who have made it to the finale of both. Like,
yes,
certainly people on our season were in the finale of both. No? Or maybe not.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. No, Nicole and Victor did not.
Oh, yeah. They didn't make it to the finale. Rachel, though.
Well, like,
Rachel Riley.
Correct. Rachel had made it to the final with Brendan twice, and then she won Big Brother. So, yeah.
But no winner of Big Brother and Survivor.
Correct. And no winner of Survivor and Big Brother or the other.
Survivor and Amazing Race. So this is the first time we have a winner of two of the three. Do you think Jag has a chance to go on Survivor?
I sure hope not.
It feels so inevitable. It feels so preordained, written in the stars. If you saw him when you show up on the boat for Survivor, I mean, I guess. Easy target. Sorry, you've already won $500,000 here and $1 million here. Easy target. You need a reason to get somebody out first.
It's just tough. It's like I will always watch all of the Big Brother or all of the CBS reality shows, but it's just like tough to watch how regularly they reuse and recycle all Survivor and Big Brother players across The Challenge, across other CBS shows, across Traitors, and then they just shit all over Amazing Race talent. They never tap those people rarely tap those people to do anything.
Well, you know what? You need to, let's claim it for you right now. What are you going on into 2026? What are you going on?
And I think I mentioned it last time, there was an Amazing Race winner who finally won the most recent season of The Challenge. And I'm like, please let this open your eyes that there are good Amazing Race contestants out there that would do well on these crossover shows.
So Corey Cool on The Challenge 2026?
I'd rather be on Survivor or Big Brother. I would do The Challenge.
Okay.
What if I get my pick of my litter, I'll see you on the island.
Okay. Love Island?
Nah.
How to be are you a millionaire island? What is that called? How to be a million? What? So you want to be a millionaire island? What is that show that got just canceled?
Dondi. What is the suitcase show?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you want to be
Deal or No Deal Island?
Deal or No Deal Island. That's what I'm talking about.
They call it Dondi. D O N D I. Deal or No Deal Island. It got canceled?
I thought.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, because the guy who won the most recent season won $5 million. They can't afford to do another one. They fucked up.
Yeah, well, and there you have
Dondi.
All right. Okay, well, right. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
Merry Chrysler.
Happy Grinchmans.
Whoever is out there, however you celebrate, good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.